a Rugby League apologist. The Rugby League apologist. Tony Parkey, Sean and Monty.
Welcome to the Rugby League Apologists, where we make no apology for loving our sport, loving our rugby league, and loving the fact that we are stuck like four pieces of Velcro, albeit only three in the studio. Sean, Monty, welcome.
G'day, boys.
Cheers, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, all good, mate. All good. Windy.
How you doing?
Not myself. The weather. It's winter's got a bit of kick.
Winter's biting.
Winter's biting. Monty had to play soccer.
Good stuff.
Out at Avalon, my old stomping ground.
Ah.
Crewe Bay Oval. Lucky we weren't playing on the main ground there, which was built on the dimensions of Old Trafford. As Manchester United guys ran the club, as previously noted.
So wide or long, Mont?
Both.
Ah.
Whereas the second ground that we played on was, you know, a good size for over 45s, but the fact we only had 11 and they had 17... when you've got six extra substitutes, you don't run out of legs the way we did.
No.
No thought of asking for
it. The boys were good. The sun was out. It was great to be running around. And I still wonder why you'd make over 45s 90 minutes.
And you've got to play a doubleheader on the long weekend.
Oh, we do. I'm not looking forward to that.
It's a war of attrition, Mont.
It is.
I don't know how you do it, son.
Two men enter, one man leave.
Boys, we didn't have much league over the weekend, but I'm sure some things might have caught your eye. Got any tidbits, Sean? I'll start with you, mate, or other sports? Or
oh, look, Tone, I guess you got to start with our other favourite sport, tennis.
Oh, yes. What are you laughing at? We are. Yeah.
Running forehand down the line, come on.
Yep. 14 French Opens.
Go on.
You've got to dip your lid to that.
Yes, and 22 in total.
Yeah.
Federer and the Joker tied on 20, which I think's fair. If it finishes like that, I wouldn't mind it.
They still want Federer to be the GOAT, though, don't they? Everyone still.
Yeah, but he's not going to, is he? Like, he's not going
to. He's not winning anymore.
No, that's what I mean. You'd have to strip Nadal.
I used to really like the Joker until the anti-vax thing came up.
Oh, exactly.
And the ball boys.
He's cool. He's just.
Yeah, Rafa and the Fed haven't done anything wrong. Well done to Rafa.
Yeah.
He's a 36 or something, so he's getting up to muscles Rosewood age.
It's ridiculous. It's like Tom Brady, Kelly Slater kind of ilk.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah. In far less notable tennis news, Bernard Tomic has challenged Nick Kyrgios to a boxing match, I believe, Tom.
Oh, leave it alone. Get in the ring. I'd like to see that.
Wouldn't you? But just what about a cage match where
one man gets out?
Two others, like, take on both of them.
Oh, I see. A tag team.
A tag team.
Yeah, nice.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
So a tag team of rugby league players against the tennis wimps.
Oh, no. Let's get some other tennis players to fight them.
Yeah.
Diminal.
We'll even bring McEnroe back, I reckon he'd probably have
McEnroe.
A go.
Great interview with McEnroe I watched on the weekend.
Yeah. McEnroe would beat the crap out of those McEnroe boys.
McEnroe and Diminal.
Die trying. He won't ease up on any of those.
I reckon big...
Dale Collins?
Dale Collins?
Way back. Well, no one would remember him. I don't know.
Have you ever seen a fatty in tennis?
Oh, got to be careful. Like,
there's no big fellas, is there?
Oh, Dale Collins was pretty
big. Yeah, Dale Collins, if you know, this is 70s, early 80s.
Biggest serve in the world.
It was when everyone knew Australian tennis players, you know, Case and Masters and Edo and Kim Warwick and Sid Ball and Phil Dent and John Alexander, these guys. Are,
well, you can get away with being chunky in most sports, but not in tennis.
He was chunky.
Or athletics.
He had a big serve.
Shot putters.
If someone got his serve back, he was in trouble.
Well, back, you also had Victor Amaya.
Victor of the Big Indian.
Yeah. Well, no, he wasn't.
Oh, no, he was. Sorry, that's Victor. That's Vijay Amitraj.
No, you had Victor Amaya, and who was the other Victor Tone?
Pecci.
Victor Pecci, that's right. They were big lads, big left-handers.
He had a diamond stud in his ear.
Yeah, they were right.
What about Guillermo?
Well,
imagine copping the left hand from Guillermo Vilas.
And we did name an episode after...
Roscoe Tanner.
No.
Did Roscoe have one? No.
It was...
Ellie Nastasi.
Wasn't Illy. It wasn't Illy either. It was the guy that won the hard court in Tasmania, the Israeli soldier.
Glickstein.
Shlomo Glickstein. I think he would punch the shit out of both of those guys.
Israeli. I think most would. They're all talk. They're all talk and image, not anything to back it up.
Bernard. Yeah. He's already been on one reality show.
Bernard has the
show.
Reach advantage for sure.
You're allowed to kick. Yeah. Oh, mate.
To Kyrgios's credit, he's kind of dissed him, saying, well, A, he has no relevance on the tennis court here, and he must need money. So
he does. Just a quick one then from me on another sport. I'll jump in with soccer. Did you see Alou Koual's scorpion kick under 23s?
I did, Tone.
A deuce.
Unfortunately, that's the highlight of Australian football at the moment.
It is. He could get the Puskas Award for the greatest goal, though, this year. Okay. That is just a... Do you see it, Mike?
No. I'm wondering what the Puskas is.
Oh, for the greatest goal of the year across the world. This is one heck of a scorpion kick because he's only 10 feet out and he's flying, running, and still bang.
Nice.
Like, great. I'm not sure. Is he Sudanese background?
He's definitely African type.
Yeah. He's an athletic young man, let's just say. But we only drew against Iraq in the under-23s.
Yeah.
Mont, what do you got?
Well, I'd like to take us back to the point of the podcast, which is rugby league.
Well, you've been gallivanting at other sports.
Yeah, you have.
I did. I spread my wings a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to the tennis. Well, I'm not going to a musical.
You brought up Avalon.
I did.
Don't
Lovely
have a go
name.
Unless you can have a go back.
The great thing about playing at Avalon was you could play soccer in the morning and then walk down to the rugby league ground and play rugby league in the Arvo.
Mm. Not when you're the age we are.
And you could visit both canteens.
Oh, two bacon and egg rolls.
Look, there was a lot happening on the weekend, I think, in the four games that were played. But I like both Foxes and Jake Travojevic's answer to being dropped. They had bloody great games, respectively. Fox did everything he could to try to lift that Bulldog side to a win, as did, is the 5-8 again?
Burton.
Burton had a blinder. But two people don't make a team. And they still lack direction around the park. So they got to fix that, surely. But it's a shame because they were in that match.
Mm.
Yeah.
Vaughan's pass.
It's funny because I had written up a new hit or myth segment today.
Well, Ida will be happy. She gets another run.
I don't know. I thought you guys might have wanted to give it a myth.
No.
But anyway, it's there if we want to use it, if we need to use it later on.
I think you're good enough to come up with something else.
And those guys do figure. Well, I've come up with different hit or myths. Come on.
Yeah. Take it on.
Boys.
This is a good thing because...
Is it?
My point, I have a point here, and just because you brought that up.
Mm.
I did have a special mention to Matt Burton and the Fox at the Dogs, who, despite a shocking run of losses, especially having come from extremely successful clubs, turn up week after week. They don't sulk. They don't put shit on the club. They don't say, oh, we wish we never turned up. We wish we were back where we were. They don't say that. They're sticking tight with the club. And sure, the Fox isn't in the spine, and many say Burton shouldn't be in the spine either, but they are X-factor players.
Yeah, they are.
They turn games with rare ability, and their professionalism. I mean, these guys are vital ingredients to the club going forward. So there's been a lot of pub talk, and I hear a bunch of stuff in the pub and the clubs because, you know, it's kind of where I live. About whether they'll renege on their contracts. Everyone's just going, surely they're going to, like, just piss off.
Look for the loophole.
Exactly. But, and this extends to whether Kikau's going to come to the club, whether Reid Marnie's going to come to the club. Also, old mate.
Sutton.
Ryan Sutton from the Raiders is coming across. So these guys are all sticking to what they said they're going to do, and I believe that's because of Burton and Addo Carr being so professional and so they're just leading. They're leading by example, and I think they're gonna they're intent on dragging this club out of the mire that it's currently in.
Yeah, and I think Josh Jackson turns up always, but he's only so good.
He's
a really solid club player and always will be. But the other, I think the other thing that these other blokes have done is rub off that professionalism on the likes of Max King and Shiraz, who's still playing on the wing. I thought he was going to play in the centres on the weekend.
They did some dipsy doodles, didn't they? Yeah, Corey Allen got swapped.
I'd rather see him with the ball more often, Shiraz, because he's a big unit and he doesn't shirk responsibility.
Yeah.
And he looks like he wants to win a game.
We'd have him in the shoop.
And I think those guys, and contrast that with Nathan Brown's press conference, where he said, we wanted to do was compete today. Mm. What do you mean all you want to do is compete?
Mm.
There's two teams.
And they weren't really missing anyone.
No.
Ed Walsh was the only one, wasn't it?
Well, they're missing Grunt up the front.
Walsh played, didn't he?
Fanua Blake.
It's more their props.
And Curran.
Yeah.
So those two are
none in Origin, all in.
But Tohu Harris is there. They've got a lot of big boppers up the front, but they're just not putting in.
Yeah.
And similar can be said of Canterbury with the rest of them. They were missing the Pommy front rower, though.
Luke Thompson. Yeah. They missed him big time because he of anyone, has kind of been given a bit of punch through the middle.
If he stays on the last, he's very good.
In the last
he?
Couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they did miss him.
What about your boy? It was from the game previous, the Wakeham Eye Gouge, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
See it?
Yeah.
No.
The documentary evidence is telling, isn't
he
it?
He gets 4 weeks, so that's the same as calling someone a faggot.
What?
He got 4 weeks.
For what?
For the eye gouge.
So he gouged somebody.
Amoni, was it? Amoni's eyes he got? He got him.
What, New South Wales Cup?
No, the St. George, was it?
Oh, yeah.
It's the week before.
The St. George game.
Oh, the week before.
But it's only just come out. But 4 weeks he only got. Steve Linnane got 20.
Wow.
For Alexander's eye gouge. So just again, 4 weeks for a blatant eye gouge. It wasn't good from Wakeham. He's pleaded guilty and all that sort of stuff, but that was a bit strange.
Desperate man.
Yeah. I mentioned the Scottish squad for the World Cup. England possible list. They can have a look at Bradman Best, Victor Radley, AJ Brimson, Campbell Graham as well, Lindsay Collins, Liam Knight, Sam Walker and Jackson Hastings, of course. That if the British side want to have a little peek at. Boys, what side is Cameron Seraldo waiting for? I do not have an answer, of course. What side would, if you're Cameron Seraldo?
Who did he play for? Did he play for Penrith, the Roosters?
And he played for Cronulla.
Just Penrith?
For my straight off the bat, he was Cronulla first. That's where he started, a bit like Scotty Sorensen and went to Penrith.
I'm not sure. It probably comes down to a different question is which side, if you're a coach without a job, which side do you think you could have more impact at?
Well, the Dogs are interested. The Tigers are sniffing. It's a long wait for
Coach Gould would like Seraldo.
It's a long wait for a big club.
Is he ready?
Well, he's the new Fitzgibbon as far as...
He's still pretty young. He retired young because he had some chronic injuries. Mm.
He's been.
You could arguably still be playing. He's not that far off retirement age.
He's still looking good. I'm just interested of who do you go for?
I don't know. The other thing with Seraldo, apart from the link with Coach Gould from Penrith, is the link with the young blokes at Penrith, which he'd know all too well.
And Burton and Kickow, we'd be over there with, and you got a couple of others, didn't you?
Well, what about that young bloke who got his first run on the weekend? What's his name?
Oh, Falls, Kurt Falls.
Kurt Falls, wow. I mean, he'd be a starter at any other side. So would the guy in the wings at hooker.
Or Jaden Salmon.
Yeah, Salmon. Spencer Linu, he's not getting a lot Salmon's of game time.
De La Salle boy at Cronulla.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's a lot of good young talent that's
because he'll be waiting. So, okay. Dogs or Tigers, who do you want to coach?
I'd rather take the Dogs, actually. I think you could build something there and there's a will.
Tigers do have Coruscant coming over and hit rock, someone else very good.
The Dogs have hit rock rock bottom, rather.
Rocky bottom.
Hey, rookie. And then the Tigers have still got a way to drop, I think. Marginal, but...
Tigers have got Papa Leahy coming over. They've got Coruscant coming over. Doggies, of course, kick out Marnie and Sutton, as you mentioned. I don't know.
I don't know. There's a good...
Wouldn't be surprised. So do they
there's
just
a good
sit
story
back?
To build at the Dogs.
I think you've got more... I don't know. It's because you look at administration too. There's a lot to be said about, you know, the Tigers and the
they've
shit
that
that's going on
there. Centre of excellence now.
The ownership is a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
That whole series that was
that
made.
Documentary.
That documentary, yeah. Which exploited and showed how piss poor and inept a lot of that was. I think, you know, there is a lot of backroom fighting at the Dogs, and we talked about it a couple of weeks ago that they need to extend the tenure of the board so it's not just 2 years that you're in for. So it's you get a bit more stability in there.
Shawnee, you got any more?
Mate, I love the Cowboys, Tone. I think they're the story of the moment.
I don't want to like the Cowboys, but
and I'm sure, you know, they played the Titans on the weekend, but I just love the quality they're there and the footy they're playing. Drinkwater is playing like he's carbonated. He's shaken up and frothing everywhere. He's linking beautifully in the back line. Like his pace gets him outside players, and he can throw it. You know, Murray Talungi is awesome on the wing. At the moment, you're looking at JT and Lukey getting better and better. The Hammer taking advantage on the weekend, making himself right at homes. In the centres while Val's on origin duty, scored a couple of great tries and they're just...
Yeah, the youth in that side is unreal.
Very good. They've got Hicker, a bit of experience too.
Very
Hicker's
similar to
great.
Penrith in a way,
yeah.
That they have this youthful exuberance coming through and they've got some old heads in there that, you know, are really steering them around well. So I think they're... They're one of the stories so far.
Oh, you wouldn't have. Yeah, start of the year, yet no hope. Last year, just have some stats, of course. Last year, points scored, they were coming 12th, and points conceded, they were 16th. They're now 4th in scoring, and they're 2nd in defence. So well done to Todd.
Well, as an aside, and we'll get onto this a little later, I've got some stats of our own. All of us picked them in the top eight, in the bottom eight, sorry.
Mm. Yeah, I was thinking, thank God.
We
but
all
I
picked,
didn't think
we
I
all
did.
Picked the Broncos in the bottom eight. Mm. And pretty much I think the three of us here all have the 6 of the 8 correct, not in order at the moment, but there's still half a season to go. Parkey has 5. So I think he might have had – I'll go through it a bit later on. But, yeah, so that the two main omissions that we all
have –
Are
they a smoky, the Cowboys?
I think so. I think on their day they can
Cinderella.
I think with a lot of those players on origin duty and just time in the camp and around true professionals and superstars of the game,
they often
come back as much better players as well.
Yeah,
but wow, I love the way they play and the drink on the weekend just carved them up. I looped him as captain.
Oh, yeah,
mate, I'm not happy about Supercoach. I couldn't trade enough of my players out, so I think I played 4 down. Cowboys got the Dragons. This week coming up, and they got the Sea Eagles after that. So it could be 2 more wins, and then they all get the week off. So,
okay.
Yeah, strong, strong, strong. First place played last place over the weekend. 28 wins now for first, 5 wins for the last place team. Last time it happened, Sean, was 2012, but that side was the Eels. Remember the Eels did this plummet down and came back, as the Eels have done, when they beat the Storm.
And that was they had the same coach then, didn't they?
I think Arthur's been coaching for that long, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's when the first call would have been, let's get rid of him.
Yeah.
But after round 10, the last team only has ever won twice, basically in NRL time. Yeah, not good. Shawnee, Tarpane, do you love him? He is a beast. Did you see him play on the weekend? Oh, you didn't see the...
No, I did. I did watch the second half of that game because I had to work.
Well, the part you miss is probably the first half.
When he broke, he's got his nose broken?
Oh, no, no. Just, they can't tackle him.
Yeah.
I was there. He did 11 runs in the first 30 minutes. That was when I stopped concentrating. I don't think they put him down once. This is Tarpane, Mont, for the Raiders.
He's a great player.
They can't put him on the ground.
This thing with Ricky, why don't a guy's on fire like him with immense amount of energy, just let him play the whole game.
Well, I think he let him play a lot of the game. I think the comment was made on the weekend, and there were so many stoppages in that first half.
Can I quickly? 10 penalties, first 26 minutes, all in the defensive 40. Only one outside it. That ref was going mental for that.
Mm.
And I think, was it Stewart that made hardly any substitutes?
Certainly not for a long time. He kept it going.
And the commentators on the day, and I'm still listening to Channel 9.
Yeah, I remember them saying it.
Saying it was heads-up coaching.
Because there were so many stoppages. So many stoppages.
You didn't need to just go by the book and say, okay, well, at this minute.
Yeah. And those penalties were penalties. So they're kicks for touch, slow down,
And I think Horsburgh played a lot of minutes as well.
You've got to have a redhead in your team.
Oh, how good's he? How good was that charge down?
Mm. I think also I came out of that game, Billy Smith is Hitler.
Oh.
If you just wiped something on.
Oh, really? Farmer wants a wife. Is Hitler.
Have a look at him. He's got that hair. He's got a Hitler haircut. There's something to look out for next time.
Errors galore in that.
You got any more tidbits? Oh, God, yeah.
So he might be good for the bunker after he's retired.
Mate, honestly, just have a look. It was his haircut, and I just went, oh, my goodness. I didn't rate him too highly, Billy.
Just before you move on, from that game, how good was Xavier Savage's pickup?
For that try. Yeah, oh, look, the pickup was. Jury's out on Savage for me. Amazing talent attacking.
That was an amazing bit of handling.
Very poor defensive.
Like, you know, on a wet, cold day, you know, difficult ball.
Freaky. Not as good as David Mead a couple of years ago against Sharks. But
yeah, but Mead has been around for an eternity, whereas Savage is still in his first year.
That was quality. Running at that pace, mate. Yeah, well done. Yeah. I think
and
your
the
boy
pick up
Sutton
and dive in the one action was.
I didn't like him. I thought he did a cat act to get a penalty, in one of the worst hit across the head. Oh my God, I'm in trouble. Gets a penalty anyway. I still don't like that. But his defence is a bit sus. But he's only a young pup.
Well, you compare him to Sloan at the Dragons. You compare him to
better
Saab at Manly. I know it's a different position. Cobbo, maybe. Mm. It's a different build.
Yeah. No. They've got a good one.
And Sebastian Chris too. Like,
he's known the way to the try line, isn't he, of late?
Well, pace. They got some great pace.
Yeah, even Nicky Cottridge. We did. We mentioned a player. I think maybe I even mentioned him last week. And we've got some bad news, I suppose. Mont?
Yeah, Rocky Laurie.
Yeah.
Passing away this week, which is a big blow to all South Sydney fans and those who remember it at Easts as well.
Mm.
Rocky was the first ever Dally M winner.
1980, yes.
And South's only Dally M winner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not even Charlie Frith got it.
He didn't even get prop of the year.
No.
Yeah, no, I liked Rocky Laurie.
Yeah.
From Wauchope.
Great player. I read this week how he got his name. Nothing to do with rugby league.
Boxing.
Yeah, schoolyard boxing when he was bloody eight.
Well, they were
wasn't
at
that
school.
Hard, I guess.
He got into a
Bullwinkle cartoon.
He got into a blue with one of his mates in the playground, and the teacher goes, "What are you doing, Laurie? You look like
Robert. Get over here,
Gattalari."
Oh, Rocky Gattalari.
Yeah. So it stuck from there.
There's been a few Rockies, haven't there?
Yeah.
Rocky Gattalari and Lucky Gattalari.
And shout out, we've got a couple of teams in. I don't know how many we'll get to tonight or whose, but Rob Morrison's a diehard South fan. I know he's a listener of the show and a very intelligent guy as well.
What are you doing here, Rob?
Get out, Rob.
He wanted to actually change the South side he's entered out of respect for Rocky Laurie, but
Robert is your side. I
hope this allows you to retain your original side.
Well, Rob, I will throw out. I've picked a side just to throw against everyone else's side, so I can comment. And I have Rocky Laurie in my
before don't his give passing. Too much away.
That's my
we'll
only
get,
one.
We'll get to him next week. We've got a couple of South Sydney sides.
Yeah, we've lost a few, haven't we? We seem to be doing an RIP a bit too much here.
Yeah.
But anyway, last thing before we sort of get to where Parky's poses would sort of sit, why do we need the Dolphins and why do we have an 18th side being talked about when the Warriors are still so shit and get absolutely thumped? The Dogs against a Penrith side came close, but it wasn't there. The Titans were, you know, only missing Tino. We got a big gap, haven't we, between the good and the bad. I worry about two more teams.
This is halfway through the season, and we're going to look at this, like, probably now. But you look at the ladder, and there's certainly the best sides, and then the rest are fucking shit.
Well, the bottom five,
well, the Penrith four are wins four or is six ahead on the
table. They're four, mate. They haven't lost. They've had 12 wins. Dogs have had 2 wins. Titans 3 wins. New Zealand 4
Penrith
wins.
Penrith lost against Parra, didn't they?
Oh,
yeah.
So they've had 1 loss. Yeah. So 2 to the Dogs, 3 to the Titans, 3 to the Tigers, 4 to the Warriors, and 4 to the Newcastle Knights. And you can't see them getting too many more unless they play each other. I worry about the depth. And
I think there's a lot of depth. There's a lot of young blokes, because we don't play all three grades at the same time anymore, that are sitting in the wings and can't get a game. And that is one thing that will even up. I mean, how long do you want to spend in reserves before you're given a start? How long did Nicho Hynes spend a few years hardly playing a game at the Storm, and now he's a superstar of the game? And there's a lot of players. If you look at Penrith on the weekend, every time they're short in origin, there are these amazing players that come out of the woodwork and play. Like same with Storm. There's good coaches at good clubs with a good system that makes greater players. And if those players can spread their wings and get around a bit, I don't know how you even out the talent otherwise. But it can't be done all the time. But I think, to your point, Tone, there's a better time to bring in a second Brisbane side was when Brisbane were dominating and they had the whole state to pick from. Mm. And they did that, but they spread them far and wide rather than put two into Brisbane. And now they're finally doing it. So there's plenty of players in and around Brisbane will lift their game. It makes, on paper, the Queensland Cup a lot more interesting. You'll attract a lot more players, stop a lot of them playing union straight after school and come into league, where they probably played juniors and then they went to senior school and they turned into rugby union players, a la Crichton and Cameron Murray.
I hope so. Shawnee, you got some comments?
Yeah, mate, I wonder about the game that's been created by Volandis et al. There seems to be this push towards this kind of mega entertainment, this game that can't ever stop, that can't ever slow down, that's got to be filled with players of this immense speed and skill. And it's wiped out a whole part of the game that we used to love. And that were the big men. The big men that used to play in the front row. Back in the day, they were 15, 16 stone.
And would run the 100 in 18 seconds.
They were slow as. They were slow as. But you could slow the game down. You could tactically build a game using these guys and create something. Of course, this can't happen now because we've changed the rules.
Mm.
We've changed the rules to make it like touch football, where the speed of the play, the ball, is paramount. You got to hit the front. You got to hit your front. You got to get to the to your feet as quickly as possible. Play on, and the only players that can succeed these days are like your super mobile players if they're forwards, and of course it's a proliferation of backs like Luau is premier 5'8". Munster, these guys that are quick on their feet. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's good for the game. But where's the balance? Where are we? Where are the checks and balances to stop it from just becoming like a game of touch footy?
I think the backs are fine. That's just natural progression and athleticism and training and fitness and recovery and all those ticks where, you know, the world records will keep going down. They won't.
Yeah.
It's very rare to get a record that sits for 20 years, and that's the same in league. I think the forwards are where you can do it. The problem is if you're a beast and I just say, mate, you're getting 20 minutes today, 10 here and 10 there. Just go out. I think that's a major thing that I know they've brought substitutions back. Would the game be different if once you go off, you go off?
Mm. Oh, it definitely would be. Mm.
Yeah. You know, and it gets – like we were talking about Tarpanay. Could he have played 80? He could have.
Yeah, easy.
But he would have – his domination would have waned somewhere in that game.
Yeah.
And that's your chance for the lesser side or whatever, things like that. They're just constantly – if you've got a good bench, and Mont, you were just saying about the depth some of these sides have, it's relenting.
Yeah.
Isn't it, you know?
Yeah,
and they brought in the rule and the kick to bring – it's they're making rules for rules' sake. I'm like you, Sean. I do worry about the game. And I think about, is it just now that I'm getting in that, you know, the over 50s now? I don't know. Would I still be loving the game as a 15-year-old like I loved it as a 15-year-old? I don't know.
Well, I think the point is on the ladder, and we brought that up before. It's not an even competition. There's only a handful of sides that can win. Has this always been the case? No. There was always a chance you could spring an upset back in the day. You could always do something that would alter the tactic of the other side.
Well, again, flashing back to being a kid and going, especially with my dad and stuff like that, I don't think we ever – well, it's a bit like Nathan Brown. You know, you turned up to win.
Yeah.
You didn't turn up to make the numbers up. Like, you were never going, oh, well, we're playing St. George today, even though they were the top side.
Yeah.
But you go, we're still a chance.
It's a pretty silly thing to say from a head coach, isn't it?
Oh, if he wants to sum them up, mate.
Whoever runs harder, tackles harder, comes with that effort. It's only been a recent phenomenon. It's like, oh, we just didn't turn up today. I mean, what the hell's that?
Well,
professional footballers that don't turn up. And this is something Big John at the bowling club the other day, Tone, talked about, these young kids in flag and stuff, and they're signed onto these contracts and they think they're all that.
Mm.
And they put in fuck all effort and then they're going on to Harold Matz and all this sort of stuff, and they just think that they've made it and they're it, and they just aren't, and they don't.
They haven't got the discipline.
No.
That self-discipline is just not there, and it's not there in society. I think we can trace it a lot back. As a school teacher, I see it all the time. I had a boy who plays Harold Matz Bulldogs. I was chatting to him the other day, and they just haven't got the – yeah, they're just sitting back, cruising. Everything's a bit too cruisy.
So how could we change the rules, Tone?
Well, I don't think we can today. I think we can, and I think it's a great topic, Sean. I wouldn't mind us going away and maybe bringing in Coach Roberts.
Yeah.
A long-awaited return about perhaps, Mont, you can have a look at what could we do now to make the game better?
Proper scrums.
The wide and the crazier. And then I can argue against that. We won't do it today because we're going to go into halftime with Origin stuff, but I think that'll be
bring back the bookends.
Yeah, well, I've got one certainly from left field. I threw it at Sean at the pub that I'll bring up next week. But we might go to Origin, boys. That's good, Sean. Thanks, mate. Mont, I'll start with you.
Just on Parky, I have heard from him. He says Blues by 2.
There it is.
Yeah.
Perfect timing, Paul.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. Mont, Age of Origin. What do you want about?
Age of Origin. Well, with the excitement of this week and the first game in this year's series approaching, I thought I'd have a quick look through the current list of NRL players. And I've come up with two sides that I want to run past you blokes. One is the seniors side,
over 30s?
Over 30s, 30s and above.
Yes.
Versus, and I was going to originally do under 23s.
Yeah, I reckon you
but
could
you
go
don't
lower.
Have to. You don't have to. I've done an under 21s, which means 21 this year or under. And similarly with the seniors.
Seniors.
30 years and over
the big
this year.
Three, yeah.
So what do you fellas want to hear
first? What's it look like on paper without telling us anything?
Well, it's a...
Who are you tipping without mentioning any names? I'm going the over 30s.
It's hard to tell because there's speed to burn in the young blokes.
Yeah.
Right. And there's two very distinct strengths and weaknesses.
Well, DCE can still be playing. That's and that's about the only name I've got at the moment.
Well, mate, it's surprising how easy it was to choose the over 30 seniors rather than the juniors, because there's a couple of distinct holes which you guys will probably pick up on when I run through.
Do you want to do fullback versus fullback, or you want to do old versus young out?
You guys can decide, because yeah.
What do you reckon, Sean?
I'll print them out and type them.
Okay, old fullback versus young fullback.
Mm.
For the seniors, it's hard to get a fullback, and I've had to shift Jordan Rapana into fullback.
Okay.
For the juniors, it was a pick of half a dozen blokes. And I've gone for the eyelash, Reece Walsh. Yeah. And especially since he's the maturity he's gained there and been appointed captain in the absence of Fenua Blake at the Warriors, right?
I've got a draw at the moment.
So he could possibly be captain of these juniors.
The wingers?
The wingers, again, you've got to say the youngies would have the upper hand here. You could pick a million dudes as wingers. I've gone for Selwyn Cobbo and Taylor May.
Okay, yeah.
Both superstars of the game. The blokes you had to leave out were just enormous. Xavier Coates, Saab. Brian To'o.
Is To'o still 21 and under? Brian He'd To'o, just be sorry. Over.
The other bloke, they've got Pooh Staines.
Charlie's a fullback, they reckon.
Oh, yeah. No, well, he's been reckoning. He wants the money, mate.
He was a Forbes fullback. As a fullback. Yeah.
Who are the old wingers? Because I'm flummoxed.
The old wingers are brilliant. Daniel Tupou and Kyle Felt, both over 30.
Wow.
Yeah. You'd never know either of them was 30 plus.
No, I'm still with old.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, have a look at the centres. In the young team, you could have had everyone as well. But I've picked Crichton and Bradman Best.
Okay.
And the centres in the older guys, this is where they struggled, and I had to pick someone who's probably not up to it, but he's there anyway. And it's not Dane Gagai, because he was one of the first selected in either side. Mm. Tyrone Peachy, had to shift him there because we were struggling with backs. Yeah,
we found a weakness.
For the elders, yeah.
Who's his partner, sorry? Was it Gagai and
Peachy? Gagai, first picked.
Peach.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, well.
And then we come to the halves.
Were there any others in the reckoning?
I'm surprised, yeah. In the reckoning for
the older centres?
Yeah.
Not very many. That's why I had to put Peachy in there. I had originally had him.
Peachy would be a great 14.
I had to pick a different 14 because all the other 14 candidates did not fit anywhere else.
Yeah, right.
In the hole in the centres, which was
Delilah. Gaping.
5'8", we've got Cody Walker for the seniors, who's playing great footy still. And Dylan Brown for the young blokes, who I think is just outstanding.
Yeah.
He's having a bumper year too.
I think Cody Walker could pretty much psych him out.
Well, maybe you get in his ear a bit.
Mm. Well, this is the interesting one because I mentioned DCE, but do you do Reynolds with Walker?
Well, you had to make some tough calls. Mm. And I think I've taken DCE because of his leadership in the park as well. And he'd probably be captain of this older side. And I think even if it's a coin toss, because if you pick Reynolds, you'd make him captain as well.
Mm. Right, yeah. Who's the young halfback?
Young halfback, Sam Walker. I think he's leaps and bounds ahead of anyone else.
Okay, the Peachy, I'm back to the alt.
Yeah, I think we're winning. I think alt, well, once I wear.
Okay, you want to start with, you keep going up the list from locks?
Yeah. Yep.
So the number 13 for the youngies, Josh Schuster, outstanding ball player as well as a big unit. And I think he'd lock a scrum pretty well.
Scored a good try on the weekend.
Oh, with four blokes hanging off him and scored backwards over his head.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And was outstanding on the weekend for Manly. And the lock, again, he's another case in point, Dale Finucane.
Oldies all the way.
Yeah.
This is where they'll get him.
Yeah, well, will they? Hard heads up front.
Yeah.
Usually
smack
will
the crap out of Nanai if he's in your side or something.
Second rowers, Nanai is there with Tago. I mean, there's it was hard. It's hard to steer away from. If you have a look through the players,
showing
on
your super coach thing because
players on offer
he can be both. Can't
is
he?
North Queensland? North Queensland forwards are all super young,
and Lukey. That's
we were talking
Where's
about them
Cotter?
Earlier.
Yeah,
there is such
welcome back Cotter.
Such talent coming up through the ranks in the forwards that these guys are going to build a platform for years to come.
Yeah.
And Tago's playing the house down for Penrith, but he's in the centres, so you know he originally a second rower, playing in the centres though at the moment. For the old blokes, Frizzell and Kafusi, two Origin players, current Origin players, who are both over 30, as is Finucane, and I can't believe that these guys are over 30.
Both play on the edge. That'd be fine.
Yeah. And then hooker for either side, Phoenix Crossland for the young blokes.
Nah.
Who's just, yeah.
Nah.
There's no one outstanding coming up yet. I think hooker's one of those positions you need superior length of time in the game.
Yeah, experience.
And brain. So you play more Stuffing with your brain than you do anything time. Else.
Like we've all met an experienced hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know how to charge. And then for the older blokes, Cookie, again.
Oh, he's got in. I didn't think he'd make it.
Another well current Origin player.
This is where they're getting them.
So there's a lot of current Origin players in this senior side, which is startling, I thought. Props, Big Papa, Josh Papalihi, and Takiyahui for the seniors.
Yeah.
And the young blokes.
Stop the fight.
Again, incredible talent. Spencer Leniu and Tommy Gilbert.
Yeah.
And then the benches are real good. So the 14 for the oldies, Benny Hunt. And then Tariq Sims. Ruia Hargaves, so a bit of beef off the bench. And Ryan James, bitch.
Yes, just start a fight.
Off the bench for the young blokes, Tommy Dearden. Who I think can play everywhere, and he does at the moment. And then Griffin Neem and Helium Lukey from the Cowboys, another two of the young gun forwards they've got.
Helium.
And David Moali, who's a big unit from South, so coming off the bench as well.
Got wraps on him, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts. It's good, but I'm going the alt.
But it shows you how the hardheads mature with age and become better players.
And certainly in positions.
And certainly in the halves. In the halves as well. Whereas the young blokes have got speed to burn out wide, but how are they going to get it there?
When you got to 5'8", it just went beautiful. Well, the only ones, and it's nothing against the Peach, but that maybe there's something there.
Yeah, interesting on two fronts.
Old centres become second rowers by then.
The longevity of players
again,
in the forwards
fitness
is incredible. The amount of time, the how many times have these guys been bashed into each other when you're over 30s and been an NRL player that long?
I don't know.
How many teams could you make of those oldies?
You'd be struggling.
Possibly
it
only
was
the,
very
only just the one.
Very hard to fill the backs.
Oh God! Goodness.
And conversely,
goodness knows who's playing centres in the B team.
Yeah, hard to find
very
young blokes.
Good,
with,
Mont. I do have two sides, and it'll may interest you. It's based purely on Supercoach.
Go on.
And if it was based on Supercoach, the New South Wales side would have been Pappenhausen and he would have been captain.
Pappenhausen.
They would have had May and Garrick on the wings. They would have had Campbell, Graham and Talakai in the centres. Hines and Cleary the
Sorry,
halves.
You're buzzing through too quickly here.
Too quickly. May and Garrick on the wing.
Yep.
Campbell, Graham and Talakai would have been the centres. Hines, 5'8", Cleary, halfback. Cook, hooker. Haas and Clemmer, the props. Murray and Madison, the back row, and Yo would have been the lock. The bench would have been Tedesco, Olakau'atu, Frizzell, and Curran.
No Papalihi.
Not in,
Isaiah.
Isaiah didn't make it according to the Supercoach stats. Supercoach Queensland side would have been the Eyelash at fullback, Corey Oates and Sammy on the wing. Valentine Holmes and Gagai, the current centres, would have been there. Munster and DCE, the calves. Carrigan and Tino would have been the props. Grant, the hooker, Offie Hangawe and David Fifita, back row. Ruben, welcome back. Cotter, the lock. And Dearden, Nanai, Papali'i, Josh and Beau for more would have been the super coach backs.
So there's a lot of overlap with the teams that have been picked for Wednesday.
A lot of locks.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of locks and a lot of well, we've talked about a lot.
So how accurate is Supercoach?
I think Supercoach has its issues, especially with my lack of detail and getting caught out on the eve of Origin, and I couldn't. I think I got.
Oh, no. Sometimes
I got three trades in, but I think I've had about four blanks.
I just took a loss
four
this
blanks.
Week on
Bunnings. Let's get to the real game, boys. I thought we'd just do it. We'll give our predictions as well. But within our predictions, what are the weaknesses of New South Wales? Discuss. I'll start.
Mm.
To'o. High ball. Or are we cool?
Have you got any facts and figures to back that up? Because Penrith don't get out high balled.
I saw some that he isn't notably strong, but he can't be for a guy that. But he's going to get cover. Surely they're going to. They'll have a big plan. Well, they had, who was
well,
it? Danny Badaris was.
Penrith don't get scored off high balls on his side very often.
No, and that's the thing. It's about setting up. It's about knowing where it's going, and they will be.
And as you say, cover.
They will be compensating greatly. I've got Whiten as a defensive centre. I know his defence isn't bad, but his stats when he last played centre was pretty poor. He missed about 15 tackles. So,
well, I think they're going to pull the Swifty.
And we said it last week, and I certainly agree that the Swifty could be on.
I think Crichton will play and he's...
And the fact that Mitchell and Turbo were our best two players last series are both not playing are my New South Wales weaknesses.
I don't know. I'm not sure about the weaknesses, but I think their strength is going to be the combination between Yao, Luai and Cleary.
Oh, I've just written, Sean, can they play Penrith ball?
Yeah.
So and add Crichton and To'o to that.
Yeah, but I think Yao is always the first receiver. He pretty much dictates who's going to get the ball next. So it's either goes to him, he's dishing it out left to Luai, or he's going right. And there's always a decoy runner going inside, and they're going playing behind to Cleary or whatever. Sometimes Luai is going to swing around and link up with Cleary as well. Mm. But he's normally the guy that's setting them up for what's coming next. So I reckon that they hold the key to New South Wales' fortunes for sure, the three of those guys.
I think the weakness,
and that could be a weakness.
Yeah, if they don't click.
The weakness is it doesn't look as scary as last year for Queensland. If you're in that Queensland shed, you're going, how are we going to get past these guys and score?
I watched the highlights.
How are we going to stop them scoring?
Mitchell and Turbo were phenomenal. Yeah. Mitchell especially, and I'm not a massive Mitchell fan, but that God, he was good.
Yeah. No, but all those dudes lift for big games. Mm. Yeah, I don't think there's that intimidation that was there last year. I mean, that's a multi-million dollar back line last year. This year's a little bit cheaper.
Well, like you say, it's the intimidation factor, and someone like a Crichton, no matter how good an athlete he is, he's not a Mitchell.
Mm.
He's not someone that's going to scare you, like in defence. He's like the way, like he hurts when he runs at you.
Not off the bench.
So, and like Turbo was just in rare form last year. So I don't even know that he would have hit those heights this year. But
the way he played.
No, he's busted.
Yeah, so it's going to be a more normal game of footy, I reckon. It's going to be.
Well, we talked before, didn't we, about 160 versus 240 is a bit, perhaps.
Is the Fox a mistake to leave out?
I don't think so. Okay. Fox, he never lets you down. You talked about him earlier, Mont.
We talked about it last week. Do you?
I like the Tupo option.
Weakening a strength.
Hmm?
Strengthen a weakness.
To strengthen a weakness.
Yeah, or a perceived weakness.
Yeah, so we're losing that sheer pace. We're losing that ability to score a try out of the box. But, hey, like that doesn't happen often in Origin, does it?
No.
You're not going to kick over the top for somebody to
score. If Tupou was a debut, I would have been saying big mistake, but he's not. He's in the oldies.
So he's
got experience there and he scored tries. I feel for the Fox because he did nothing wrong to get dropped, but maybe the Fox might have played if Mitchell and Turbo were playing in the centres.
Why wouldn't the Fox and Tupou play if they were worried about high balls? I think
Fittler also has favourites.
I don't think Addo Carr brings the ball out from the back end.
That's why Toto was always going to be hard. There.
No, he's not as effective.
No, and I think that's possibly, again, I think the Mitchell Turbo
and has
affected the selection. What about Queensland boys? Weaknesses? My weaknesses are only the one dot point. I put inexperience in players and in the coach.
Yeah.
Which could be a strength, of course.
I don't subscribe to the weakness in the coaching, really, because Slater was there for the entirety of their domination.
And do you need an Origin coach?
Do you? Like, look at Fatty Vorton.
You need
he's going to be there as an inspiring leader, if anything. Cam Smith is there as well. Like, it's
JT.
JT, they're all there.
Nate Miles is there, Sean.
Wow, okay. Oh, the dwarf.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah.
So,
well, it was looking good until Nate Miles was mentioned.
How much coaching do these guys need?
I mean, it's management.
It's a motivation thing, isn't it?
And Slater's going to be brilliant at that. So is like Queensland don't need it like New South Wales.
Okay, do you expect more trick plays or something with a Slater backed coach sort of thing?
I don't think so.
Compared to a Green or a Neil Henrys and those guys?
No, I think it's going to be like you look at the game they won last year. That's when Ben Hunt did play, and he played at dummy half.
Mm.
He kicked early from dummy half on many occasions on like second tackle when the wingers were up, the fullback was up, caught those guys by surprise, and then their chase is so good, led by Gagai, DCE, the rest of the guys get there and they trap them. So this is now where a more inexperienced New South Wales back line could come undone, bringing the ball out with some heavy defence.
So that's a strength for Queensland, having DCE kicking and Hunt kicking?
Well, I think they'll both kick. There's no doubt about that.
Cook's not a kicker.
Well, he does kick occasionally, but
Ben
Hunt's a halfback. He can see.
And even Harry Grant would kick more, but Hunt's really good, isn't he?
Yeah, but conversely, Cookie's a much better runner of the ball than...
But
Hunt is a great runner of the ball. Yeah. And that's again, his game. Like that try scored from dummy half last year.
Yeah, right. Are you sure that it's the right decision not to start with Harry Grant?
Well, is that the Crichton, Whiten and...
Swifty.
The Swifty.
Because I get it with Ben Hunt and coming in when all the heat's off. And there's a few tired legs around and adding a bit of zip around the ruck and having that extra halfback mentality, as you just said, Sean. But do you wait later to bring that in?
That's their argument with Grant on the bench, though. I reckon
he's going to do the same.
That's what they're rolling out in the interviews anyway.
Yeah, he's got just as much spark, I reckon, Grant.
Mm.
And he's going to run harder than a Hunt would. Like when he comes in off the bench, he's going to be able to offload probably better than a Ben Hunt can, you know, one off the ruck, hitting it up. So I think, it's going to be interesting.
They're not missing any stars like what New South Wales are with, say, Mitchell and Turbo.
No. The thing is, this year they've had Discover stars.
They've got guys really striking form leading in, haven't they? Welcome back, Cotter, Nanai, Coates, Cobbo. These guys are really peaking.
With those young blokes... Any young bloke that cracks the Queensland side, boy, are they protected by the older blokes. Which I don't get the sense that New South Wales cares for their younger players as much as Queensland does. So have a go at one of these young blokes and we'll be into you.
For me, the key is...
I reckon that'll kick off too. They'll be looking to put it on a stink, especially now that you can't get suspended from club games from rep games.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, you should have talked to Andrew.
Who starts the stink?
Queensland.
They start it?
Yeah. Well, they're playing away, and they're good at it.
Who do they start it with? Who do they light the fuse
Big
under?
Big Papa
or Tariq?
Is he the guy you
get under Duke Tariq's skin?
Does Papa
fires
get up and
up.
Throw a headbutt into the just a, one of those friendly ones? Eagle.
Doesn't take much.
No.
I mean, everyone's on edge when they run out.
Anyone squirrel grip?
Oh, mate, you'd have to think that everyone would be trying.
Munster. Munster's going to grab someone
Munster
by the
will
nuts.
Go the nuts.
He's
going
to go
He'll
the
fire
nuts.
Someone up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's the one that will do it. He is the cracker.
He will.
And I've got him down as a strength as well.
Yeah.
Because he is Munster.
But I think Ponga is...
What about beating
key.
Him up?
He's key.
Ponga is...
Key. Like, he needs... Like, his game can make or break Queensland.
High ball to Ponga, Tariq, no, doesn't look at the ball once and just...
Leads with a knee.
Smashes him.
Yeah. Whacks him.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Tariq, take him out. Boys, who's going to win and what's the score?
Well, I'm saying New South Wales by 24-16.
Nice.
Wow. I'll say New South Wales by 8. I don't think it'll be over. The defence of both these teams are going to be great, eh? I don't know. 2012.
Okay. I was going to say New South Wales, but just to be different, I'll go Queensland to win by 2.
Well, you can get 240 on it.
Parky's gone Queensland by 2. Oh.
Thank you, boys. We'll go and hit the showers. We're back in 5.
Ribbon. Origin!
Bring back the ball. Put the gun down. And welcome back, boys. Big first half there. Origin bumper. Monty. Origin bumper. Sean, you're not going to do
Monty.
Any.
Monty.
Oh, just I thought Monty was going to say something.
Sounds
sorry.
Like.
Sorry. Sean, surely you haven't got a segment. This week, have you?
No, I don't turn. I've got two.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Yes.
It's not back, is it?
It is back, mate. Due to popular demand, I think it's more the demand for the...
The intro.
The intro.
Thanks, Thorne. That's really nice of you. Anyway, hi. I'm Ita Butros, Order of Australia, OBE, former editor of The Weekly.
Which came out monthly. Which was weird. And the monthly came out weekly. Was it? No. Bi-monthly. Bi-monthly? Can you still say that?
You can.
You can. It's more appropriate than ever. Anyway, Ita Butros here with this week's myth or myth.
Because that's all we're going to say. Take it away, Sean.
So there's no hits here. So it would seem... Okay, now... I think it's better this week. I think it's better. The first one is Joseph Suaalii will play Origin next year.
Depends on the result. Because he will play for...
There's only two answers, Tone.
Sorry, is he going to play? He's a blue?
Yeah.
More chance for a blue. So
he was in the
myth.
Train-on squad. This year?
Myth. Because not
myth,
next year.
I can't see him up to it yet.
Not next year.
Yeah. He's still overwhelmed.
He's playing the house down. I could have sworn I was going to ask some questions this
to
week.
To get a hit.
That would be hits.
Luke Keary saved him embarrassment because he was... Did you see the one of the... He challenge. Do a challenge.
Oh,
I mean, it was a shocker.
Yeah, but like he scored another great try.
Look, he's impressing me.
He's hurting
that.
People with his runs out of the backfield.
He whacked kick out the other week.
Confident bugger.
Okay. With the news that Jared Croker now requires shoulder surgery and will miss the remainder of the season after dislocating it twice in the last month, he won't play for the Raiders again.
Hit.
Yes.
There it is. Yeah, I think he was busted when he came back and it proved so.
Yes.
Poor bugger. He's one of the best clubmen ever and one of Canberra's greatest ever players he'll go down as.
And they'll find a role for him.
His club, well, but he may go to another club. I mean, I don't know that his career's over.
Hey, could have he made your old man team?
Yes, he definitely could have, but he wasn't considered selectable.
Oh. Fair enough. You're basing it on current injury status.
Yes, I am.
And finally, and this goes back to something you said earlier there, Mont, is Jake Trbojevic and Josh Adokar will both be a part of Malmaninga's kangaroo squad as loyalty remains a part of his selection criteria. Hit or myth?
Oh, hit. I don't think he wanted to drop him.
Yeah. No, this is for the kangaroos.
But Mal sticks.
Yeah, I don't think Freddie wanted to drop him. His just form wasn't up to it and some guys are playing better.
Yeah, I didn't like the form line. I thought Adokar's form's fine.
Mm.
He's playing in the end of the Dogs' backline.
Mate, scoring two tries a game still.
It's very hard.
Yeah, and Jake, like...
Yeah, I mean, he's the whole engine room of Manly.
Yeah. So, another hit?
Yeah.
It's a hit.
Hey.
Wait, yeah. This segment's got legs.
See?
So, what is this mystery second segment, Sean?
The next segment, Tone... Allow me to find it. I was on the weekend, Mont, I think it was in your game. Mm. There was a Falcon.
There was a try off the Falcon.
There was, and it was off Rocco Berry's noggin. Okay, so, and we all know what a Falcon is. It's the origin of being falconed is being hit in the head with a footy. Which came from when Mario Fenech was once hit in the head with a footy. Like, you don't know it's hitting you on the head. It just hits you on the head.
Mario's was classic, wasn't it?
Oh, unreal. And because his nickname was the Maltese Falcon and it was so funny...
The legend was created.
So from then on, anyone that gets hit in the head with a footy is been Falcon. So they got me thinking, what are the other terms that have been coined and what are terms that should be coined? Ooh. So there's some already out there from other sports and I'll just go, you know, there's a clear one, the Stephen Bradbury, which is coming from behind against all odds to win. Soccer's given us quite a few. There's, you know, like...
Oh, soccer, they love naming it.
Oh, yeah. the Cruyff turn, which, you know... Which makes defenders look stupid. The Panenka penalty, the little chip straight over where the keeper was after he dives, you know, to the side. In golf tone, there's probably the Greg Norman choke.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
In gymnastics,
that's just where my mind was heading.
Oh, there's the salto from Bardwaj Salto, which is all sorts of swings and 360-degree twists. There's the Gaylord tone. Did you know there was the Gaylord, which is Mitch Gaylord,
from season one.
On the horizontal bar, which includes tucking into a pike position, being straddled over the bar, taking it all the way before gasping and dismounting. Don't quote me on the exactities of that, but... back to footy, we have the Gidley flick. There's the hopper.
Hopefully never repeated.
Mm-hmm. The hindy, having your shorts pulled down.
Yes, he would have been definitely in mine.
Teddy's doing a good job at...
buttocks.
Yeah, he loves showing his bum.
Yeah. You can be lambed or lamboned, I think, which is to be knocked out cold. A la Ellery Hanley in 1998. To be munstered.
Ooh.
Stripped of the ball.
Well, he is possibly the king of that.
Mm. To be frizzled.
Oh, Zach Lomax.
Get hit in the nuts.
Oh,
you did lose a testicle. Yeah.
I thought it was the Lomax.
So there's a few to get you started.
Mon?
Yeah, well, there's also, you know, a legitimate one, Maradona spin for soccer.
Mm.
Well, the hand
there's
of God.
There's the man cad, Vinu.
Yes.
Man cad.
Yeah.
Who runs people out because they leave their crease with faking a ball, which is perfectly legitimate these days. And to be quite honest, it's encouraged, even in local cricket, because people are taking a piss in one day games by running halfway down the pitch because they know they'll only get warned.
Yeah.
So there's no warnings. Given anymore, if it's out, it's out on a man card. There's the Frosbury flop, which I think was a miss, quite frankly. I mean, they went for the alliteration because of The Frosby flop, but I think it would have been funnier as the Dick flop, which is his first name.
Because you know.
The Dick flop.
This is the title. There should be
one from Union called The Low Mood, where it's about someone running straight over, as Jonas did to Mike Catt in the
Kiwi sidestep.
And of course, there's the Ali Shuffle.
Ooh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, I could only quickly think of Dick Fosbury, high jump. What about a McKinnon?
Oh, you're having a wee on the field?
Yeah, if you need a wee like on the field.
Yeah.
Or you did an O'Neill.
Shit in a shoe.
Shit in a shoe.
Or a towel. Or whatever else you did.
Did Craig Pop Gower do something like that as well?
Well, I did, the Monaghan.
Oh, to wank a dog.
Put some towel on your penis. The Pierce maybe there.
Oh, yeah, Mitchell Pierce did something similar, didn't he?
Those ones, they're the infamous.
The dog root.
Yeah.
Or Darren Britt. You could do a Darren Britt.
No, so now you're going to the...
rhyming slang.
Yeah, the Ronnie Coote.
Oh, you got the Ronnie Coote. You got the Stan Jurd. Yeah. the Mal Meninga, smell my finger.
can of worms. Just been opened.
Yeah. No. Anyway, so that was a little bit of a laugh.
Beautiful,
thank you, guys.
Sean. You're back next week for that,
thank
mate.
Thank you. Thank you.
Or a couple, whenever you want.
And we'd love to hear from the listeners if they do have any more of those.
Yeah, please. Especially those rhyming slang ones. That was a nice flow. Sean, this is your third segment as far as certainly coming up with a catch cry.
I probably deserve more money. Oh, hang on.
You're spinning.
I am meant to spin first.
Oh, that's true. It's about what side has it landed on.
Oh,
we'll discuss that after this. Sean's vocals.
Rock stars. Rock stars.
Brilliant.
Rock stars. Rock stars. Rock stars. Rock stars. Rock stars.
And I can picture you doing it.
I could listen to that all day.
Yeah.
And I did, Tone.
That is quality. Did you call Mandy in?
No. No.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Self-recorded.
Pitch perfect, I think. Yeah, it is.
Any truth to the rumour that was your audition tape to be the lead singer of Hoodoo Gurus at one stage?
It was indeed.
No, we're going to... The wheel has spun and it has landed on Penrith.
Penrith.
Oh, the Penny Panthers.
Penny Panthers.
Just for those viewers that aren't aware, we have Rocky's inspiration. Rocky, good listener, great listener, fabulous fan and friend of ours, has suggested that we do the top teams from all clubs from the last 50 years. Yeah. Last week we started with his own club, which was the Bulldogs, which did elicit some feedback on Facebook. And we do remind all listeners and viewers that these are just, everything's valid. These are just opinions of our people. There's no right answer.
I'm waiting for a side that's just purely based on who you loved as a kid sort of thing, I think.
Exactly. It's all good. It's all open. So it's anyone that has played for your club during that time. So if you've got a better idea, let's see it on Facebook or just chuck it in.
Okay, so in true Panthers style, Uncle Tony Stevens is written in with his greatest Penrith team of all time.
Fantastic.
Which probably includes the prior years to... 1970, because they only came in 67 anyway.
Chocolate Soldiers.
Chocky Soldiers. There's not many of them there, but it's quite a modern side. And in as I said, in true Penny Panthers style, all he's done is given me nicknames.
Okay.
Got to decipher.
Yeah.
So, this would be fun. Well, some are nicknames, some are actually surnames, but I'm sure you'll get the gist. Here we go. Wesser.
Oh, Reese is a good pick.
Reese Wesser at fullback.
Who else would have been there, Tone? Maybe Mark Levy?
Mark Levy, definitely. Look, I've got I did an Edwards Wesser slash. That's how much I like Dylan Edwards. Maybe a bit too early. But
I did love Reese Wesser.
Yeah, he was.
It's hard to say. It is.
Impact, surprise, machine.
Yeah.
Quick as a flash, hey.
Mm.
To'o, which I'm sure you can guess is Brian.
Yep.
On one wing. Lewis.
Yeah.
In the centres.
Oh, well, sorry. Lewis is in the centres. Can I ask who the other winger is?
You can. Critter.
As in Chris Mortimer?
No.
Critter. Chris.
I had to check with him on this one.
Who? Critter. Is it a Chris?
There was the other Luke on the wing.
Well, I went Luke Rooney. I thought.
No.
The winger.
No, it's not.
No.
Critter. No, this is Crichton. Stephen Crichton.
Oh, Crichton.
Stephen Crichton on the
Stephen
wing.
Stephen Crichton's on and the other wing.
Yep.
Jeez, it is a very modern side.
It is a modern side. So Lewis, I'd imagine, is Luke. But he's a winger that became a second rower.
Yeah.
So he's kind of picked out a position, which, listeners, you're more than welcome to do anything you want with your own sides.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The point is to provide conversation points and Tone, you've certainly done this here, Michael Tone. Izzard.
Oh, Sean?
Sean, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, big so Brad.
Is Brad.
Yeah, okay. In the centres. Freddie at 5'8". Natch.
Jeez, so it's...
Interesting.
Shit Carter doesn't get a run. Steve Carter.
Carter, well...
So you could have Fittler in the centres.
My centres are Fittler and Girdler.
Oh, okay.
Just to throw it out.
Fittler in the centres.
Yeah, Fittler in the centres just to
make room for Izzard and Alexander, I would have thought.
Mate. There's
no, Alexander's not there. It's Nathan. Nathan! Stop winking.
Okay, I did go modern. I went Luai Cleary.
Okay.
Okay. Isaiah Yeo.
Over.
I concur.
Well.
Over Locks.
Well, there's someone to talk about later.
Yeah, it's a tough.
Which possible lock?
It's tough with Penrith being so bloody good. The lock that I did think about Shawnee was Colin Vandervoort.
Okay. He was good.
There's another one which will come up as well. Mm-hmm. Second row, Hoss. Mm-hmm. Want to spell that out for the listeners, anyone?
Oh, sorry, Johnny Cartwright.
Hoss Cartwright.
Gaia.
Yeah.
Mark Gaia.
Jesus, it's a good side, isn't it?
It is a good side, and it's especially good when I say Mark Gower, because all you can remember is him punching Wally Lewis in the face, which so many people have wanted to do. Petro, one of the props.
Yeah. Jeez, again, they're leaving some out, aren't they?
Petro, second receiver. Fisher Harris, Price.
Has to be.
And Royce.
Wow.
True try hero in their first ever premiership side, on the wing.
Is Pritis better?
Well, I don't know. We've got the bench, bloody good bench. Pull the tour rather than pull the one-er.
Oh, so the one of the hair bear bunch?
Yep.
Big Tony.
Waterhouse, there's your other number 13 possible.
Big never Scotty. Thought about, yeah. no, Trent.
Trent, sorry. Trent never Waterhouse. Thought
about, you're thinking Great about player. Gay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I am.
Kick out.
Horse trainers. Yep.
And here's where Brandy comes into it.
Number and he 14. Could play hooker too, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you miss, there's no Gower there?
I had Simmons / Gower. That was
with the coach, Ivan.
That was the toss-up for me.
Nodal admissions, says he. Scarter.
Yep. Shit Carter, yep.
Yeah, Shit Carter. Pritis.
Yes.
Dan knows what he's talking about there.
Kevin Dan. Well done. Kevin Dan. Tony, now we're talking. Is Ross Gigg getting a mention?
No. Broderick Matthew, I'd imagine. Shaking a fever now. Luai.
Yep.
Gower. Stevenson.
Mike Stevenson.
Mike Stevenson. Rooney.
Yep.
Mick and Peter Kelly.
Mick Rooney.
Mick Kelly and Peter Kelly.
I know Mick Kelly.
Wiki.
Yeah, Terry Wiki, good.
Terry.
Mm-hmm. Edwards.
As in Dylan.
And someone you mentioned earlier, their tone is Vandervoort.
He did get a mention. Look, it's a great side.
Yeah,
Mickey,
with a mention at the end, a couple of texts later, look at that fucking pack.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it is. I had Fisher Harris and Petro. I had Guyer and Kickow. my starting bench. I had, my bench was Alexander. Frank Pritchard is probably the only name. And Liam Martin. I think Liam, I love Liam Martin. I had Chris Mortimer on the bench.
Hasn't stood the test of time yet.
That's the hard part with such a good Penrith side. And I did have Ivan.
I would love to see Nathan Cleary playing with Freddie. Wow. As a halves combo, that'd be pretty special.
It's a good side.
It is a very good side.
That's a great squad. That's a 30 you wouldn't mind taking around the park, isn't it?
Mm.
And it's modern. Well, thanks to the youth.
The club. You've got to pick. Like, the only player he really took from the past was, I'll mention Mike Stevenson.
Mm.
And honourable mentions as in, you know, Terry Wickey and those guys. Kevin Dan, that's great. I love Kevin Dan. I love Ross Geergos. I love Terry Quinn and Allsop. Those guys. Yeah, Graham Allsop.
Graham Allsop.
Maybe even a Brian Allsop. I think they might have been brothers. Mal McMartin, John's brother in the early days. Because John is one.
Who's the bloke we always mentioned from Penrith with the, it's like alphabet last name?
Zach Olianic.
Oh, Zach Olianic, yeah.
Bruce Ward.
Barry was with the Dogs.
He was a big blondie. He was a big lump of a lad.
Yeah. Barry's a pom.
Then he played for Dogs and Penrith then. Because I remember his footy card. It's all back to Chocolate Soldiers footy cards.
Yeah.
The Scanlon sort of footy card.
Luke Lewis, you wouldn't have.
I certainly looked at him.
As a utility.
They were the forerunners for the modern winger.
Yeah, they were.
Him and Rooney
yeah.
On those wings. Oh. Big guys, great finishers, great at bringing the ball out from the back third.
And great tacklers.
Yeah.
I watched an Origin clip and Lewis was on the wing.
So were the back rowers, the Hair Bear bunch. Like, as wide running back rowers, they were kind of the start of that as well.
See what? Yeah. Man, I'm just quickly looking across other sides. This Penrith side, that's whatever side you pick. You know, kick out on the bench, kick out there.
Who was the other hair guy?
Frank Pulitur and Tony Pulitur?
No, there was...
Joe Nullivow?
Nullivow. Yeah, with the G.
Yeah.
They all had some beasts.
Is he the bloke who came to Manly and won a comp?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was playing on two bits of nothing.
He went there.
They're giving him bus fare.
Mm.
Unreal. Wow. Well done, Tony.
Great stuff, Tony.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, mate. Awesome stuff.
Good stuff. We'll do another side. We've got plenty more. Just got one from Seth Blinkhorn's great-grandchild. And Monty's got a good mate who's a Bears, so we've got a couple of Bears coming up. We've got everyone basically covered, I think. But please, if you're out there and you want to send them in, let any of us know.
Unreal, guys. Really appreciate you guys writing in and putting so much time and effort into your sides.
It's
always great discussion points.
Beautiful. Shawnee, have you got the games?
I do indeed, Tone.
Excellent. So that can only mean one thing. It is time now.
Time now for Review Preview. This week sponsored by Hamlin's Wizard Oil. This amazing concoction can cure anything.
Anything.
Originally for rheumatism, Hamlin's Wizard Oil can also cure any ailment, such as toothache, headache, diphtheria, sore throat, lame back, sprains, bruises, corns, cramps, colic, diarrhea, and any other pain and inflammation. Sold by all druggists, Hamlin's Wizard Oil. It really is magic.
Fantastic.
Wow, it's like a fix-all, Tone.
You're rubbing some? You're taking some?
Yeah, you can take it orally or rub it on externally. Classic. It says.
Go and find someone at the pub that might sell that to you.
Talking to a
druggist.
To the doctor.
Druggist. We were talking earlier about
earlier, that. And he says one of the main ingredients in it is terps.
Oh. Well, there's plenty of...
It'll give you a buzz. It's good for the corns.
There's plenty of drunkards out there.
Oh, they love the terps. They love the metha.
That's the only thing keeping them alive. Apparently.
Yeah.
If you can, perhaps
that's the wizard.
You can
oil
take
is,
it.
Is where the term getting on the terps came from.
That's it. It's
very much so. We were talking about.
No one sure.
These stupid health food people. Oh, get on the terps,
come on,
kids.
Get on the terps.
Okay, we've got a full round.
We do. We've already talked about and Origin, of course.
We don't really know what Origin will do to the team, so that's a little bit of a lottery. Well,
more than likely, will they
rest players that played Origin?
I think those first couple of games more likely than
that's right. Is there a there won't be a Thursday night then? Would they? Would they do that?
I wouldn't think so. Anyone? I wouldn't think so. We're recording on Monday, so we don't actually know. Well, we could actually look at the draw.
Yeah, which I currently am.
If I walk about 10
minutes. There's no Thursday game, which is understandable, nice. But there are.
Okay, so the first game then, guys, is Cowboys v Dragons. Dragons only affected by Tariq. Depends on what happens with him.
And Hunt.
And Hunt, of course. So, yeah, so they could have some big outs. And the Cowboys, Tone.
Cowboys backing
be
up.
Be missing Holmes.
Yeah, welcome back. He's and just Cotter. In the squad. Nanai.
Griffin Neem, is he on the bench?
No, he's cool. Yeah, I think three Cowboys. That's, it's a chance for the Dragons. We've just been singing the praises of the Cowboys. So.
Well, look at how they performed.
Again, strong.
Yeah.
Across the board, you generally look at your Origin players. They want to come back and play, and they normally grow a leg, don't they? They normally play well. So I can't see the Cowboys losing at home.
No.
Nope. And the Cowboys, no. Well, they've got a good chance.
Who's the car? Young Dearden, he's playing as well.
Dearden was in the extendo.
Is he?
So he should come. Oh, no, sorry. Dearden was the Hines. He was 18th, so he won't play. He didn't play.
So he suits up.
But he should be fighting fit.
Yeah.
Unless anyone falls over.
I can't see the Cowboys losing this.
Nope.
Especially not up there at home.
Yeah.
Nope, they've done well.
Titans v Rabbitohs is the next game. Again, Rabbitohs are really
Tino,
quite unaffected.
Cameron Murray. Coming back,
big Cameron team. Murray is a loss if he doesn't play.
So I think it's tougher on the forwards.
Yeah, will he back
one
up?
Thing. I mean, that's Cam Murray
4 days.
Will Cam Murray play 80 minutes?
And
Tino will play 60. And Cookie will play 80.
Cookie will want to play. Will they let him?
Can't trust the Titans. No. That's simple. Cannot trust the Titans.
Yeah.
And the Dogs. I brought it up a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
They're not playing well. But their draw is now getting easier. They did play a lot of tough sides. They got the Titans, so you think 2 points, and then they've got the Dragons, and then everyone gets a week off. So a big chance for a side like the Dogs who are sitting, where are they? They're in eighth spot.
Mm.
Two more wins, they're probably a chance to jump up to six. So it's a big one for them.
But that's not till they play against the Eels, Tone.
Yeah.
Sorry?
We talk about Titans v Rabbitohs.
Yeah, sorry. No, South. I don't even know what I said. So
he's gone off piece, Sean.
He's gone off piece.
It's this season
he's
for
in
it.
The, he's in
it's
the
snow's come early.
He's in the back country.
That's the metho.
the
Terps.
The Terps.
He's got a hold of the wizard
He's
oil.
On the metho and the Terps.
Yeah. I'm rubbing it everywhere.
Doc showed me.
It's a disturbing time.
There is some original bottles of the wizard oil available on eBay somewhere in the world.
Is it wizened oil or?
We might get some.
Roosters v Storm.
Ugh.
Well, what should be a crackerjack match is brought down to earth a bit by.
Well, if South are going to go up, the Roosters are going down.
This is on Saturday, Sean, is it?
Mate, yes, I can only assume we've got one game on Friday, then we'd have three games on Saturday. It's a long weekend, though. Got to remember that.
Yes.
So the last one will definitely be Monday.
Yeah.
Roosters blew it. They blew a chance. What happened? Did you see the last 2 minutes?
Mm.
Frawley went the kick and he missed the field goal.
Yeah.
They get the seven tackles. Up they go. What is the one play you do with 20 seconds to go if you're the Roosters? And you're inside their 30?
Give it to Manu.
I thought Manu touched it too much. And I love Manu. No, I was going to say you kick for Suwali. And they didn't do it. Cleary and Walker just, there's something not right there.
Mm.
Cleary's touching the ball. Keary is touching the ball heaps more in that halfback role and Walker's more fitting in where he can. Manu tried his ring out, but I thought he went a bit like Teddy did in the early rounds.
trying to.
Because no one else knew what he was doing, but he went for 250.
Well, no one else was doing anything.
That's true. Manu, I loved Joey Manu, but yeah. I just thought they really blew it at the end, and they still threw it to Suwali with no room, but the kick for Suwali was the only play, I thought. But
well, you're right. But you're right, though, Tone. They should still win.
Ah.
They should still have enough class to win. And well, again, this is the review part of the thing. The Raiders kept finding a way. You know,
Well done, the Raiders. Very yeah. soft try that yeah. really won them the game was the brush through Momorowski. Mm.
Yeah, that was a bad miss.
That was a bad miss. Very soft, considering that it was not a bad game, but gee.
I tell you what else is notable about that. They've started to call Tomoko Timoko.
Oh.
Sunday, Monday, Timomoko. Yeah. So they've gone for the Papali'i style. And yeah, I heard it's that the correct pronunciation for Junior Paulo yeah, is Junior Ballo.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. A lot of the letters are
yeah.
totally right. Some of them are really hard to pronounce. Yeah. But that's going to be a big change.
I think it's the first time I've heard a Japanese pronunciation of any name.
Timoko. Or when
Timoko.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy days.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could do it with proper accent. Timoko. Timoko. Give it to Timoko.
Anyway, Roosters.
Him aside, Roosters I don't think are going to have the class without Tedesco at the back.
Unless Bellamy does something.
Teddy will play.
Do you think he will?
He'll play, yeah.
Unless Bellamy goes, I'll give you guys a break. That would be the only chance. And they've got
any chance of Pap coming back, by the way?
They've got the Eels after that, the Roosters.
Yeah, they've got a hard run. And then the Panthers, I think.
Yeah, it's all happening for them. Yeah. They do have a week off. Yeah, Storm.
So, yeah, Roosters could lose three in a row here. I think they'll definitely lose the first one. Munster will play. You can't keep him away from it.
No.
Yeah. Harry Grant fine. Should play Harry if he's Grant, only benching.
Same kind of thing. So, anyway.
Yeah. Moving on to the Broncos at home v. the Raiders. Interesting. Mm. Whiten is the only one, and the Raiders won quite well without him on the weekend.
Got not a bad record without Whiten, actually, the Raiders, if I remember rightly.
He does get in the road a lot.
Fogarty is back and, you know, starting to find a little bit of form.
He should be getting better every game.
Kicking goals.
Yeah.
Look, if the Pap comes back, as is in Josh, Raiders, mate, as I said, my love for Tarpany, Horsburgh, Sutton, they got some mongrel going on, haven't they, down there?
What about Reynolds? Is he playing for Broncos?
One would think he would.
Yeah,
because he was supposed to and then he didn't, so they got 2 weeks.
I think he's a little bit worse off than was originally thought.
Oh, okay.
I think he's touch and go still to play this one.
A little bit short of a run.
Sorry, where is it? Up there, Sean?
Yes, mate, up there.
Mm. Yeah, I'd be at this early stage. I'd be still back in the Broncos. The Broncos are in fourth spot.
Mm.
Yeah, they were playing very well. They won last game without Reynolds.
They're under the radar. Too, they do play the Storm the week after the Broncos, so that might. Yeah, they need the points.
It's a big game. That.
Yeah. On to another not-so-big game, Mont. Tigers v. Sea Eagles.
Oh, what are you talking about, man? This is the game of the round. So this is the coach killer for West Tigers.
And it could be, in fact, the coach killer. The latest talk is that this is Maguire's last game.
Yeah, I think that's where Mont was alluding to there, I think.
Will this fire these guys up or they'll be happy to see the back of him? I'm hoping the latter, clearly.
Michael Maguire is sitting there going, we could beat the Sea Eagles and then we play the Dogs.
Yeah, and then he's up
My job is safe. Yeah. And then a week off without publicity, I might be able to get through.
He's almost
this.
In the eight.
Well, I'll tell you, if the Eagles play the way they did on the weekend, given that the Warriors were pretty shit, they should roll over these blokes, no trouble.
And I think they...
Is Dewey back? He could be back.
Dewey is very close to being back. Yes, very, very close.
But will they give him...
And will they disrupt the Brooks-Hastings combo?
I don't think so. They'll put him in the centres, wouldn't they?
Play in the centres.
With Stafford...
Yeah, he's going all right. That's... Yeah, again, on paper, you'd lean to Manly.
Mm. The Eagles, I'll tell you a while, this is the review part of this. The way Morgan Harper bounced back on the weekend was incredible.
Mm. He showed some toe.
Both in attack and defence. He really wanted to play and he really wants to show he deserves to be there. And that tackle on Murchie, yeah, I think he tried a bomb. All Murchie had to do was fall over. Morgan waited until he hit the ground, then whacked him, turned him in the air, made sure he couldn't get down from there. It was impossible to stop that try, yet he did. It was what a lift that game, the rest of the Eagles, and how happy they were for him shows the camaraderie within that team as well. I thought that was a big moment in that game.
Yeah, I think Manly are setting more for next year.
Tell you who else went well was Andrew Davey.
Yeah.
He, again, you talk about big hits, like not big hits, but he hit, I can't remember who it was, Bunty Tafoe or something like that. Like, set him on his ass well and truly.
He did.
And then, set a light in the back line with a beautiful one-handed offload.
That was for, Schuster's try.
Yeah, for Schuster's try. So, yeah, no. And, yeah, he's a good news story, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors, conversely, had one tackle in Manly's red zone, in their red zone down at Manly's end, in the whole first half.
Mm.
One tackle in Warriors. That first half.
They're Warriors.
Yeah, well.
Okay, moving along to the Knights v Panthers.
Oh, so who are we going? I'm going Manly.
Manly.
Yeah.
Certainly at this stage, yeah.
It is away, but Manly.
It is. It's at Campbelltown, so no one gives a fuck out there.
Hmm.
They're on the gear.
Yeah.
Yeah, Knights gone backwards. Yeah. Scoring less points than they even did last year. Defensively, they're the second worst. They're not ticking many boxes.
Nah. Panthers.
And they're playing Penrith.
Even if Penrith rest everybody.
I reckon Cleary might.
O'Sullivan, Falls.
Just with Falls and O'Sullivan.
Salmon, journeyman Chris Smith. Taylan May, Isaac Tago, playing like world beaters, not to mention Kickow, who's, ridiculous, Fisher Harris, and even Matt Eisenhuth looked like Yao at block.
How many weeks can you give a player off that's healthy, that's still good for them?
Depends who they're playing.
Penrith could give players 3 weeks off here.
Yeah, they could.
They play the Knights, then the Warriors, then they get a week off.
Wow.
I reckon there's some bench rotation being tossed around now. Which week do you want, Brian? Mm. I'll take this one. Okay. I don't know.
Mm.
That's a nice little run in through Origin for them.
Sure is.
And they've just had the bye, so.
Poustain's the rumour of him going to the Bulldogs in replace of Dufty.
Who's out of there. That's not a bad one.
Especially if Kiko's going.
If you got him too if he went for 300 or something like that, you got him at a good price. You're not paying you're not paying Cottridge 600 money that you did, that sort of stupid money.
Mm.
Staines, yeah, that's a good buy.
Interesting.
Yeah, I haven't heard it, but anyway, I have now. Yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but there
you go. Moving on, Tone, Warriors v Sharks.
Yeah.
You've got to be looking for.
And I said, we play the Warriors and the Titans.
You've already added the 2 points to your tally.
The scary part is I'm not that confident. I've been talking. We haven't got that plan B.
Why, you reckon there's a bounce back in the Warriors? No. I don't think there is, mate. They get Curran.
We get 2 points, we should. But I still.
What's wrong with bloody the halfback?
Hines.
Hines and Chanel. Warriors. Chanel number 5.
Oh, testicle.
No.
Nicaremus.
Johnson. Sean Johnson.
Oh, he's Sean Johnson. That's what's wrong with Sean Johnson. He's Sean Johnson. Cronulla fans used to say, Johnson's...
Just doesn't want to play?
He's a playboy footballer. He's not the guy that... You'll never get 26 rounds out of Sean Johnson. He started as a
touch footy player.
Yeah, he's... Play then.
Mm.
Play. I'd rather him play razzle-dazzle all the time.
Yeah. He's lost that pace. He's lost that spark. He's still got a good step.
But well done.
Why didn't he adapt like Benji? Benji comes on last year and plays,
But Benji,
he hasn't got the heart of a Benji Marshall.
No, Benji's happy to go and play in the pack.
Yeah. Yeah, Benji's a truer footballer in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnson, I'm surprised that they haven't shifted.
Has said he doesn't want to go and live in Auckland long term. Does that mean he won't make the trip at all?
Mm.
Don't sign for a frickin' club that's...
Yeah.
That shits me.
Anyway.
That all shits me. And they're all professional, so don't keep going about you want to go home.
Everything pointing to a Sharks win here.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope we need – Ramian back's big. I'd be moving Talakai to the forwards. We haven't got any size, so I'd be putting him on the bench and giving him 20 a half or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of big – the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills back in the day. If Parkey was here, he'd
John
be
Elway?
No, he was at Denver.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we might have to cut this bit. But anyway, he was drafted to fucking Buffalo from somewhere. And he was like, oh, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to my life. And he, like, they're the ones that made four Super Bowls in a row.
Didn't they?
And they lost them all. Yeah. And he still lives there. Like, yeah. He's a legend of the area. So that's, like, that's what a professional is.
Mm.
And I'll come back with his name.
I don't know.
Oh, now I've got it. Big Jim Kelly. What a legend he is. Cool. Anyway, going to the next game, Bulldogs v. Eels.
Eels.
Yeah, there's not really a contest there. At least the Dogs are scoring some points, getting close in games, but they just lack class to finish. I'm happy with Mariner.
Fatala Mariner.
Fatala Mariner, sorry. And Ava Sui.
What did you think of Avarillo at fullback, mate?
I thought he did pretty well. At least he attacked the ball. They're mixing it up.
Would you leave him there just to teach Dufty a long-lasting lesson?
Yeah, I don't think Dufty can come back.
You don't?
I don't think Dufty will.
No, I think he's off to Warrington.
He'll be given the early release clause, I think. What did you think of Corey Allen?
I liked him as well.
I'm always a big fan of Corey Allen. Played Origin, don't forget.
Yeah, Shiraz was good.
Yeah, he is.
So I mean, Shoop's gone, okay?
Shoop's gone well. They're sort of, you know, they're.
You'll have Luke Thompson back.
Yep.
You get back to 22-16, Paul Vaughan does a silly thing.
Yeah. Boom, boom. They're shuffling the deck chairs around on the
Pangai Junior
Titanic, but anyway, at least they're
I think you can
stuff.
Avoid the spoon, Sean.
Well, need
you
a
got
few
the
points.
Tigers next after that.
Yeah.
That'll be a big clash.
Anyway. Yeah.
But not
they
this
won't
week.
Win. They
not
won't
this
win.
Week, Joseph. No,
but I'll probably still tip them, Tone.
Well, you have been on a great roll. That's good for us.
Yeah. I've been sliding down the ladder. I've got
Three out of four, and you tip the Dogs again.
That's exactly right.
Bloody camera.
Hey, Ray Hadley got one out of four.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, it was a big slide from Ray.
He went all the sort of, well, if you're calling the Roosters favourites, he went all the upsets.
Well, I guess this is now, we can segue. We've finished with Review Preview. We can go straight into the tipping. We are at the halfway mark of the competition. So congratulations to Chris Jono at the moment, who is leading on 76.
Oh, I thought Davey Skywalker's making a run.
He's up there. He's on 73.
Okay.
Magic Mitch is on 74. Parkey is on 73. He's
a danger man, Parkey. That's why he doesn't come on.
Parkey's right up there.
He's just doing the form.
Craig Jonesy, he's on 72.
Did you see you got the extra 2 points this week for tipping four and bugger all people did it?
Oh, right.
Oh, they gave two?
Yes, they did. That's why
I'm not happy
Jono
about that.
Is up on top with 76.
I'm not happy about the two for getting eight.
Wow.
I thought, no way. I thought they might make us tip Origin.
If you want the bonus two, just tip better is the lesson there.
Don't tip the Roosters.
Yeah,
I nearly did a late change. Oh, well, well done.
Anyway, we're all kind of middling. Yeah.
They're hanging in there.
I'm just trying to beat Junior.
A little way past. Yeah, I think you are beating Junior. Yeah, you're equal with Junior at the moment.
I'm coming for you, Junior.
Yeah.
Mate, you're only six off the top.
Yeah, but you got to get the
you
10.
You've got to get that bonus
Sharks cost me the other week and the Roosters cost me this week. Mm. Yeah, you got to get them.
You're going to have to start going some upsets, Tone.
Nope.
Make on the Dogs.
Nope.
Just which
maybe
ones.
Against the Tigers, Shawnee.
Hmm. Did you have a Yabba-ta, Mon?
I did, and it's...
Yabba-dabba-doo! Yabba-dabba-don't!
It's come from the same man who gave us the Penrith side tonight.
Oh, okay, nice.
Uncle Tony, the Panther. You call him Tony, not the Tiger, I suppose.
Mm.
There's a play in there with giant cats. Sorry, Tony, you punched me on Wednesday night. He says of the original Doggy side, as put forward by Rocky.
Yep.
This one's for you, Rock. who's blowing me off on lunch tomorrow, it seems to.
Oh.
Can't believe Peter Kelly.
He's blowing you off at lunch tomorrow.
I wondered why he's asked for lunch at Peterson.
Straight on Instagram.
I can't believe this is, I don't know whose voice I'm doing now.
Darryl Eastlake.
Eastlake, yeah.
Probably a cross between Eastwood and Controversy Corner in general.
Mm.
I can't believe Peter Kelly didn't get a bloody mention for the Doggies.
Ah.
Warren Ryan's famous halftime words in the 84 grand final, just follow this bloke and you'll win the premiership.
And they did.
So, Rock, you might want to counter that next week.
Yeah, he didn't make mine either, Rock. I'll back you.
Oh, there you go. That's all I've got.
Well, I guess just, well, no. Well, what am I going to do now? It's like we have a yabba from Highbrow Harold who says, the Rugby League Apologist highlights your musical skills, Sean Izzard, in the same way that Trump's presidency highlighted his diplomatic skills. And I guess what he's talking about there is the fact that Donald Trump did have tremendous diplomatic skills.
I think you're reading
his
something
powers
else into
of diplomacy
this.
were amazing. So I think David is saying, Sean, congratulations on your singing voice.
Music is art, Sean, and it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Thank you, mate. But on a very much more somber note, mate, we at the Rugby League Apologists, very sorry for your loss.
Yes,
mate, during the
Send
week.
Our condolences,
so,
buddy.
Condolences to you.
Yep.
I guess that's kind of us nearly done. What I would like to say is also that. Rabbit's Warren Tone is...
He's dead?
He's...
Oh, no, well, you would have thought that with all the tributes flowing everywhere.
Yeah.
It's only that he's not going to commentate anymore, but he hasn't been commentating anymore.
No.
For a long time.
But so do you bring him out for...
He won't even come...
One game.
He doesn't even want to go to the ground
for
the state of
origin. No,
I was
saying he could have made thousands to go and just even have a chat to people, and he's just going, no. I'm having a glass of wine at home.
Chardonnay, apparently.
An intimate night with Ray Rabbit Warren.
Oh, it'd be
a fireside chat.
Well, his wife's name's Cher.
Is it?
Like
Cher Warren.
Yeah. So maybe she'll, get up on the...
On the missile launcher or whatever,
The tank.
If only Ray could turn Rabbit's back time, he still would have been doing Origin.
So doubtless he'll be watching the Origin from his lounge room. And it is for the first time since, I think, 1991. But, yeah, he'll definitely have the sound turned down because Channel 9 are fucking shit.
Yeah.
Well, who is this doing? But that's the thing. If you watch 9's telecast, it's actually live. There's about a 10-second, 12-second delay sometimes on KO.
Mm. Well, here's one for you. I was talking to Sean. I like listening to SEN, and it's getting the ratings are so poor for SEN. And I quite like the show. Fletcher's on in the Arvo and Vossi in the morning, things like that. Anyway, it's only when I'm in the car and I don't drive much.
Mm.
SEN are doing three different calls. They're doing a Queensland call, biased, a New South Wales biased call, and a... In the middle.
Right.
Scott Sattler's doing the in the middle, so I don't know how they got him, but apparently. So that would be interesting.
Mm.
And Fletch, he wanted a risque one. He wanted a bit more anything goes commentary, which would have been good. But there's something new and novel.
Why aren't they doing a simulcast with Roy and HG? They still do the show Bludging on the Blind Side on ABC Radio in the weekend.
Which is amazing. Yeah. And I guess, talking about something different, we have... just had our debut as Rugby League Apologist on the Ladbrokes site, which has how many views?
Yesterday it had 75,000.
75,000.
As far as numbers, they're not tuning in for us, I don't think.
Well, I don't.
Maybe unless they repeat watches.
Sell ourselves short, Tone. No doubt they will in future. But just a shout out to SEN if they do want us on board.
Mate, for sure. We'll do a midnight shift, will we?
We'll come over. Yeah, there's no...
Mate, I've been saying to Sean, every Sunday morning Stephanie Brandt interviews Chloe McArdle and it's the same interview for at least 15 weeks. So there's some gaps in that show.
There are some gaps.
But it's good fun. And I forgot to say, well done to Minji Minji Lee.
Oh, won. Yes.
Yes, she won the US Open golf.
And clearly spurred on by all the teasing she got at school. because, you know, she must have been an ugly baby. Her parents go, oh, geez, we'll call this one Minji.
Yeah. Let's wrap this up, boys. I think we're tired and emotional.
But good on you, Minj. Yeah.
Well done, Minj.
Love the Minj.
Okay, kids. Who knows who'll be in the studio next week? Will Parkey return? Will he have a story? But
one thing for sure, we're going to have a good wrap-up of what will be a great game Wednesday night. Good luck to both teams, but go to the Blues.
And here's the song you want to go out with, Ty.
A little bit of pump up. Because we stick together and pieces of Velcro. That's what the apologists do.
Thank you, guys.
You too, listeners.
Please.
Why? And may your side win on Wednesday night. All alone, collecting dust in the corner. Rocky and Monty.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, boys. Good-o. Go, Blues.